On Monday's front page, President Obama appeared before a pro-Israel lobbying group in Washington. He cautioned against what he called loose talk of war against Iran. He said it could serve to speed Iran toward a nuclear weapon. Deepwater drilling is getting going again in the Gulf of Mexico, and we'll look at the obstacles Brazil is facing as it gears up for the World Cup 2 years from now, and the Olympics 2 years after that. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says President Obama used an address before a pro-Israel lobbying group to warn against a possible military strike on Iran.
Already there's too much loose talk of war. Over the last few weeks, such talk has only benefited the Iranian government by driving up the price of oil, which they depend on to fund their nuclear program. For the sake of Israel's security, America's security, and the peace and security of the world, now is not the time for bluster. Now's the time to let our increased pressure sink in.
The president also quoted Teddy Roosevelt saying, "Speak softly and carry a big stick." Times reporter Helene Cooper says the speech was a political high wire act. The president was trying to demonstrate his commitment to Israel's security without signaling U.S. support for preemptive Israeli action against Iran. The president said he would not tolerate Iran with nuclear weapons, but he also made clear he doesn't believe diplomacy has run its course. The president is scheduled to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Also on Monday's front page, Vladimir Putin swept the presidential election in Russia. That means he'll return to the Kremlin and continue his hold over Russia for 6 more years. He wept as he told supporters they had triumphed over opponents he said were bent on destroying Russia's statehood and usurping power. Putin's win was never in doubt, but Times reporter David M. Hershenhorn says it set the stage for a far more suspenseful post-election confrontation between Putin and a new and bolder opposition movement. Monday's Times says the GOP is showing signs of rallying around Mitt Romney. Over the weekend, two leading fiscal conservatives announced support for him. Congressman Eric Cantor of Virginia said Romney is the right man for this year. Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma said Romney is best equipped to solve the problems the nation's facing. Romney's campaign has been lining up endorsements in the Super Tuesday primary states in hopes of winding down the contest. Romney wants to move on to the campaign against President Obama. Former Attorney General John Ashcroft is expected to join Romney's team on Monday. For Brazil, holding the 2014 World Cup soccer tournament and the 2016 Olympics was supposed to be a sign of its new standing in the world, but the preparations are not going smoothly. Residents facing eviction from slums that are to be cleared are pulling together and standing their ground, and construction workers at stadium sites are demanding wage increases. Last week, the Secretary of Soccer's world governing body said Brazilian organizers needed a kick in the you-know-where. Brazil's sports minister countered, "The secretary's no longer welcome in the dialogue on preparations." After a year-long moratorium on drilling, BP and other oil companies are back in the Gulf of Mexico. Times reporter Clifford Krause says they've stepped up both exploration and production there. He says drilling will soon expand to waters controlled by Mexico and Cuba. Last week, BP reached agreement with lawyers for people and businesses hurt by the Deepwater Horizon disaster. That signaled the end of one chapter and the beginning of another, even though BP and its drilling partners are still facing some legal challenges. Here's a question. Can you concentrate on Flaubert when Facebook is only a swipe away? Reading a book on a tablet like an iPad is a different kind of experience. A book in print or on a black and white Kindle is straightforward and immersive. Monday's Times says a tablet computer has built-in distractions that can interfere with a reader's concentration. Inside Monday's Times, tablet computer sales are likely to get another jolt this week. Apple is introducing its latest version of the iPad. It's expected to have a higher resolution screen. Hard to believe, but the iPad was considered a side business for Apple when it was introduced just 2 years ago. In the last quarter of last year, iPads accounted for about 20% of Apple's total revenue. That worked out to about $9.1 billion. Over the weekend, radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh said he was sorry for denouncing a Georgetown University law student as a prostitute. She had spoken out publicly in favor of the Obama administration's birth control policy. Monday's Times says the apology emboldened Limbaugh's critics. They're stepping up their online campaign against his advertisers. A seventh company, Pro Flowers, has now suspended its commercials on the Rush Limbaugh show. Monday's Times says that for now the ad boycott is uncomfortable but not crippling for Limbaugh, who's estimated to make $50 million a year. In Hoboken, New Jersey, there was a pub crawl instead of the traditional St. Patrick's Day parade on Saturday. Last year's parade led to more than 30 arrests. This year, Mayor Don Zimmer wanted it held on a weekday instead of the first Saturday in March, but parade organizers canceled it rather than change the date. So revelers improvised, using Facebook to organize the pub crawl, which they called Leprechaun. That's our preview of Monday's Times. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.